in many occasions my intelligence guides me whatever I am doing is right or wrong. Yes, we have heard. How do you see? Human being, whether he is omniscient, omnipotent, you say. There are so many human beings. If there is anybody, he's omniscient, he's omnipotent, omnipotent, not mine. Therefore, all these living things, finite things. Finite beings, finite human being, a finite intelligence, finite mental capacity. Whatever decision he may take by his own initiative, by his own capacity, there is every possibility of mistake. Generally, we have heard from many persons, the air is human. General talk, human beings are enslaved jivas, conditioned souls. They can commit mistake. There is every possibility of committing mistake. If we take decision depending on the finite intellect, finite mental capacity, with every fear of wrong decision, and the consequence may be reverse. I heard about this. I am giving my own instance. When I first joined the institution, after some time, I put one question to Gurudev. Of course, he writes in a letter. I could not adjust myself with the environment and the behavior of some patients. So, mentally, I am distraught. And as I renounced the family, and I had father there, and he had great affection for me. If I did not perform bhajan correctly, then I shall be indebted. How to get assimilation, adjustment? I have said my such and such. Doubts are there in the behavior of some questionables. I cannot adjust myself. What I shall do? Then he wrote a letter to me. Whatever you will take decision, by your intelligence, you are a very minute particle of consciousness. জীবের স্বরূপ হয় কৃষ্ণ নিত্য দাস কৃষ্ণ তথাপি থাকতে ভেদাভেদ রিয়েলিটি এভরি জীব ইজ এ পার্টিকল অফ ইজ এ ভেরি মাইনিট পার্ট অফ অরিজিনাল পোটেন্সিয়াল Limitation is there, and practically you are seeing. And the person who has good question, he also proves it, that I cannot do whatever I like. Ultimately, I have become disappointed. Here also Gurudev says, don't take decision from your own mission. Because you are finite beings. Your intellectual capacity, wisdom, mental capacity is very less. Whatever decision you will take, the consequence will be maybe reverse, and the decision may be wrong. You should take absolute surrender, unconditional surrender. When you have come, life is for worship of Krishna. This is the first thing. You have to take absolute shelter to His Lotus. You submit your prayer to Supreme Lord, especially Bhogamma Vahapu and Nityananda Prabhu. In this very Kali Yuga, they are the most beneficent form. From the core of the heart, try to submit to them. Gurudev did not say about his own. But grace in general form, you is also in Gurudev. Nityananda Prabhu, Gurudatva. Already, although he is acting as a devotee, but actually, He is Supreme Lord. Teach others how to worship in acting as the Gauranga Mahaprabhu. There is another purpose. Release His own sweetness. Nandarandan Krishna. Why Radharani is so attracted to me? If I do not take the form and complexion of Radharani, I won't be able to understand the sweetness of me. What sorts of ecstatic feelings are there? What sorts of beliefs are there? I won't be able to understand. So He has appeared as Gauranga outside Radharani, inside Krishna. Combined manifestation of Radha Krishna. But along with that, for the eternal welfare of the conditioned soul, he also thinks so. For that, he has taken this most beneficent form of Godhead to distribute prema to all, highest prema, without any discrimination. Not only amongst the human beings, but even beasts, birds, all he will take shelter to him. He is always ready. He appeared to test his own sweetness, is true. But along with that, he has got the desire to give the prem, his highest prem, to all. But then he has given his heart to no personal associates. They did this according to their order. Our Guru also did this. It should be confined in India only. In Vaivashvata Mannanta, once Krishna will appear in this one day of Brahma. So, Dapat Yuga, Vaivashvata Mandara, 28th Chatur Yuga. Within that, first Dapat Yuga Krishna appeared, after that Krishna appeared in this Kali Yuga. Very fortunate for this. Got this opportunity. Submit to them. It includes submit to the genuine devotee, genuine guru. Without that, we have got a direct approach to Gauranga. Directly we have seen guru. Take shelter, then that divine knowledge, light of knowledge will descend from him. He is all merciful. Most beneficial Godhead, all merciful. He always eager to give. Anybody sincerely desires that knowledge, divine knowledge will descend. Then when light will come, darkness will be removed. And all the problems created by the darkness also will be removed. When that divine knowledge will descend to your heart, automatically ignorance, nescience will be removed. Then you will understand, who am I? All the living beings of this world, they are proper perspective you will be able to understand. As Swami Maharaj to give one illustration, that is the explanation of one verse of Gita, but in a very easily you can understand it. And very important, when one is enlightened with the knowledge, by the ignorance is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything, as one lights up everything at a time. In the night we cannot see sun. By the all the light evolved, collect all the lights of Calcutta or Bengal or India. You cannot see sun. Sun is self-luminous. You have to see this self-luminous thing through its own light. There is no other possibility. It's self-luminous. Like that. Supreme God is the cause of all causes. Is self-effulgent. We have to wait for the rise of the sun. Sun will rise, you have to open your eyes, and we have to take the grace of the sun. Light is the grace. Through that grace you can see the sun. And you can see yourself, and you can see all the things of this world. illustration, it's that. Like that. If self-effulgent knowledge, not intellectual knowledge, for the world for this, if that descends to you, then nascent illusory energy will be removed. And wrong perception will be removed. Wrong perception of the self will be removed. Then you understand, I am my real self, Satchidananda. I am eternally correct in this. Light come, and I had experienced twice or thrice. Immediately I get solution, which I could not get by my own effort. Although I did not actually, whether I did not actually submit it to him, I did not. I tried to submit and submit my prayer. By that I got some light and all my problems and other difficulties removed, and I saw adjustment, and my mind became calm and safe. This is my experience. Whenever I find some difficulty, I try this way. Take shelter, especially Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu. They are very much personal. You are successful. Now you see, the real cause of ignorance, which is not removed, then whatever you do, whatever enthusiasm or effort you do, all will be futile. As you already have understood, I am the dark veil of nascence. Dark veil of nascence means you are now deprived of the divine light. You yourself has expressed your heart here. In spite of taking shelter of a true spiritual presence of the Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is always gracious to grace. Sun is giving light to all. He does not discriminate in good and bad. This is bad place, I should not teach. It's good place, I should give. Sun does not discriminate. It's giving his light to all. But those who are getting this light, they may take the benefit of the light. They may not do. What he will do? Where is there? Sometimes in Krishnanagar, we have performed what there? Krishnanagar is the district town, Nadia district. We have got a what? Guru Maharaj, at that time when he was living, I was secretary. Guru Maharaj is the first floor. He was dictating and I was writing. In the meantime, one young person came. One young person came and stood at the one stair. He should come inside. By standing on the stair, he said, Swamiji, does anybody see, has anybody seen God, Ishak, anyone? I think nobody has seen. You are deceiving the world. How you should not do this? You are deceiving. Guru Maharaj, with calmness of heart, calm and safe. I was with Guru Maharaj at a time for 1 year. I saw many, approached many people. But he did not become disturbed or unbalanced. You come and sit here. Come inside and sit here and say, he did not. By standing on this stairs, is it good? You are exploiting the ignorant mass by saying about Ishwar Bhagavan. This growth is not good for a sadhu. You see, brother. Then Guru Maharaj said, it seems to me you are a student. Yes, I am a student. You are in which college? I have been admitted by my father, Krishnavarta. Why you have taken admission? Because the professors of Krishnavarta College very learned. One should take the advantage of the learning. Learn it questions. So our father preferred to admit me to Krishna. Then Guru Maharaj said, smile, say, you are student. You are also, you have got academic qualification. You are not ignorant. You are not it. You yourself now has expressed your heart that you have accepted Krishna. Then you, what? What is Ishwar? Oh, what is the meaning of Ishwar? Ishwar means one who has the dominating power. One who has the wealth is called Ishwar. You have submitted to the professors, learned professors, to get the knowledge which they have acquired. You have, you yourself, believing in Ishwar. All the human beings, even all living beings have got innate belief in Ishwar. Who is that belief? Even accepting human beings, if a very strong dog comes, and there is one weak dog. The weak dog understands that I may fight with this God, I shall have to be ready. That dog lies down, surrenders. The dog is also believing. Even ants are believing. Small ant, when it is a big ant, it gives way. We human beings, we hesitate to bow down the deity of Supreme Lord, Narayan Krishna. But those who want money, they first go to the money person. To get some money from him by praising him or something. He is also, he is money person, in, he has got money. If I go there, then I shall get benefit. Some respectable person, some powerful person, MLA, MP, or minister, we approach them. Because we approach them, we can get something. Everybody is believing Isha. You may not believe Parameshwar, but you have got belief, small Isha you have believed, you are believing. What is the harm of believing Parameshwar? Wherever he is meeting, you believe Parameshwar. If you don't believe Parameshwar, will not die. If I don't believe fire, if I kick over this fire, then my feet will be burned. Fire will not lose anything. And if you accept fire, you will get the utility of fire. Otherwise you can see this TV, there is you will not believe fire. You cannot speak through my, you cannot have industry, you cannot do, you will be deprived, I will not deprived. You believe Supreme Lord, with all existence, all there is, all it is. He is all powerful. They will be benefited by him. Him, those who say, we do not believe God, we must say, we also act. They do not accept it, but actually they are also believing. Bhogya Jonna, they say, we do not believe God. But they believe in Buddha Dev. They worship Buddha. And they say Buddha, whatever teaching Buddha has given, it is for the benefit of the whole human. The Buddha Dev has become their Ishwar. Mahavir has become the Ishwar of Jaina. Who is not believing? We will not find him. If you take shelter to Supreme Lord, Om Purnamada, Purnamida, Purnat, Purnamudutta, Purnasha, Purnamada, Purnamushishita, Shanti, Shanti. There is a transcendental realm, actual transcendental realm. I have explained the meaning of transcendence. It is not something material. Transcendental means beyond comprehension of mind, intelligence and sense organs. Spiritual, complete spiritual. Everything is eternal there. If there is no form, in the cause there cannot be form in this world, this kajya. You will find it in the satra, matasya kajyam paranantya vidya, matasya matyap paritya satya. Parashakti jivita sriya, kawani, jnana varakhiya, satya satra punishat. Supreme Lord has got no material sense organs. So he has no function, work of material sense. He has got transcendental, spiritual sense organs. He has got form. If the archimedality has got no form, from formless form cannot come. Right from form. Nothing cannot be because of the something. Something is because of something. He has the form. It is temporary, not eternal. Because we have forgotten something. We are now under the shackle of illusory energy, deluded by illusory energy. You think we are, I am this body. Misconception of this, misidentification. When we become averse, then that external potency of three primary qualities, Shatra Tabugun, that follows us. We think like this. It's temporary. There's got birth and death. And actually the body has got no value. Even the atheist does not live. Number of atheists, they cannot live. As long as consciousness is there in the body, so long it has got value. And consciousness will live, thinking, feeling, willing. The dead body is not considered to be a part. There is no value. Nowhere in the world, whether a fish can be a fish can be, don't believe dead body. So actually, the consciousness exists as long as that exists. That is accepted as mind. Matter has got no independent existence. Matter does not come to say, I am matter. Its consciousness imparts matter into me. The existence of matter depends on consciousness. That is it. Supreme Lord is infinite. He is absolute. Asamardha. There is no equal to him and more than him. Asamardha. Equal to him, more than him. Supreme Lord can be many. If you say, this particle of dust is outside Supreme Lord, Supreme will become finite. Infinite, absolute is one. Everything is included within this. Nothing is outside. There is no equal to him more than Supreme Lord. So, we cannot get Supreme Lord by our own challenging good. If you say, this is the way, get Supreme Lord. That way would be either equal to Supreme Lord or more than yes. Supreme Lord, there is no equal to him in God. Even if I say Kormi, by karma they can get Supreme Lord. Kormi, they want worldly benefits there. And after that, they want benefits in the higher world, celestial world, higher world. When their piety finished, they fall down in this. They do not want Supreme Lord. They worship Supreme Lord. but you want non-eternal benefits. And if Supreme Lord is to submit to that, his person is wanting, not wanting me, and he is forced to submit, then he will lose his absolute position. Because for me they do not want. Why he will submit? You cannot submit to anyone. Higher than Jnani. Jnani does not want temporary benefits. If they go to the higher world, from there again they have to come to this world. That is, you want emancipation, mukti, salvation. But they do not want Supreme Lord. They want salvation. To get deliverance from the clutches of Maya. But not Supreme Lord. If Supreme Lord is to submit it, to yield there, then Supreme Lord will lose his position. That's the equal to him more than him. Yogis, they want different kinds of realization, siddhis. They do dash, pranam, dhyan, dharana, all these things. Or kaivalya. They also do not want Supreme Lord. Why Supreme Lord will come? If he is forced to come, then he will lose his roots. Supreme Lord is one for getting Supreme Lord's path is also one. That would be numerous parts. Yes, Mumbai, so many persons can come into Mumbai by thousands of paths. Supreme Lord is infinite. Why? That should be one path. So many infinite paths. All right. There are infinite paths and their object is infinite. Infinite. But to get Supreme Lord, there is no other path, only one path. By Supreme Lord you can get Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord desire is identical with Supreme Lord. If I get you by your desire, you don't lose your person. If I get you by my desire, you become submitted. When Lord's desire you get, then Lord's absoluteness is retained. Do whatever Lord's satisfaction is called bhakti. Bhakti is the only path to get. There is no other path. Because they don't want Supreme Lord. You want something else. Yes, Supreme Lord cannot eat. Then he will lose his position. Here in this world, human being, the consciousness within this body, consciousness is the part of the parapotency, and the body is the operapotency. Human beings can come in different, different places, in Calcutta, or in London, in America. Even dogs can come, even ants can come. The Supreme Lord is not an ant, he is a dog. Within him, infinite Brahman is there. He is omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent. Lord existence, all knowledge, all bliss. Adhyakarta Krishna Khayam Bhagavan, Karu Shukri Khayam Bhagavan. And he is Adhyakarta, Kondakyan. Something as Brahma, Jnani, Gadesh Sapti Gadesh, Samar thinking, minority is minority, Paramatma, something, middle. But Krishna is Gadesh Sapti Gadesh, minority is minority, middle, and everything. If you say he cannot become middle, he cannot become certain then you are entering into the power, the absoluteness of Supreme Lord. He can do whatever he likes. But that is only way he would take part his submission, Saranagati, with repentance in the heart. Then that light will come from Supreme Lord. And we can remove all these doubts. There is no other way, no other way, no other way. Enslaved jivas, those jivas were encircled by the shackles of Maya. How they can decide their own eternal wealth? They have to submit to Supreme Lord. Now we have got this opportunity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu and also his base in Canada. We have to take this opportunity. Do it from the core of the heart and see, because he is residing in the heart. Nobody can deceive him. He actually do it from the core of the heart. He is equal to all. He will grace you, there is no doubt in it. Now, regarding our function tomorrow, tomorrow is the function of Narsingh Maharaj, Narsingh Bhagavan, appears tomorrow. Today is the one day earlier to prepare ourselves. What is the preparation? His devotee has given Mahadev in the fourth canto. Shattam Vishuddham Vasudeva Sambhita Yadiyata Sarkumara Vasudeva Bhagavan Bhagavan Sadashmi Manasakya. Yes, Krishna appears accepting Vasudev and devotee. But then that Vasudev, what is that Vasudev? His heart, sanctified heart, pure heart. In the pure heart he will descend. We have to prepare ourselves now so that Nishinga Bhagavan will appear in our heart. Nishinga Bhagavan appearance to all universes. There are so many universes. Every universe is continuing the eternal appearance. In this universe once, and after that another universe and going to that. You cannot countless number of universe. In that way, eternal disguise. Also, he appears in the heart of Vishuddha. Now we have to prepare ourselves. Tomorrow, Vishnu Bhagavan will appear in the evening. Before that we have to do something. Prepare ourselves. Nishinga Bhagavan is equal to all. If you sanctify your heart, and Nishinga Bhagavan himself can do this. Even Sivas Pandit, he took the help of Nishinga Bhagavan. There are disturbances in Bhagavad Gita. He remembered Nishinga Bhagavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the form of Nishinga. And rescued the Kaji, who broke the Mridanga. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took the form. Chaitanya Jagadish took the form of the Singha. Jaya Jagadish, Hare Jaya Jagadish. Written by our Jayadev Goswami. Jayadev Goswami was dearest of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Jayadev Goswami, while he was there in Navadvip Dham, in Japahaki, he saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu. That the Guru did not appear. And after that, first he saw Radha Krishna. After that, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And Gauranga ordered him to go to Jagannath. So he was weeping. I have to leave this dham. Because Krishna Mahaprabhu ordered. His object to worship is Radha Madhav. Appeared in Ajaya River. Vibhu district in Bengal, Kendu Villa Gram, Radha Mahaprabhu of Nab. Now it is worshipped there in Jaipur. And Chandidar Jindapati, Chittapati, Raya Natavivati, Parnapur, Gita Govind, Parnamrita Gita Govind, Mahapur Rakti Dine, Guru Ramananda, Kaishna Parva. Always was testing with Govinda. Jagannath also hearing with Govinda. And the Jayadev Stotra was written by Jayadev Goswami. That was also tested by all the Eastern Jagadish. The Parameshwar, he has taken the form of Fish Bhagavan, he has taken the form of Bhor Bhagavan, he has taken the form of Nishinga Bhagavan. Bhagavan is one. Only pastime different. So we have to prepare ourselves today. Tomorrow our function will start at 4 here under the ground. This is first floor on the ground floor. There I have to speak side in Hindi. Perhaps in Hindi. Because so many people are there, they are not able to understand. That is that on 4 and in the evening there are the appearance. I shall go there and I shall try to remember whatever is written by the Vaishpuni, the Shukadev Goswami was speaking to. All these things. I should try to remember. Today it is nearing 10. Long from story, long history, not small history. Eternity. Today we have to do what? We have to pray for Nrisimha Bhagavan. Nrisimha Bhagavan has killed Hiranyakashipu and rescued Kulai. Now, when by the company of Prahlad, all the Devi god boys, they become Vishnu bhaktas. Thandavarka, when they came, they saw all the demon boys become Vishnu bhakta. So far, he could not change them. Then he informed Hiranyakashipu. And Hiranyakashipu, being curious, threw him from the promised left in the ground. But Krishna protected. There are other matters, long matters. But after that, when the it is done, when Allah said, by the company of pure devotee, Narada Goswami, have got this prayer. Then, this Hiranyakashipu became 2 years and through this son. All these things, serially I shall speak tomorrow. Now here, after that, lastly, Hiranyakashipu became enraged and wanted to kill Prahlad. You are not afraid of me? All the demigods in the king of heaven, Indra, they are afraid of me. You are following my order. By whose power? Power is the same. Parameshwar, power is with you. We are everywhere. Where is he? He is saying this spider, Stamba. Yes, he is there. He is everywhere, he is there. There. First I shall kill you, Stamba. Then I shall kill you. And gave a strong blow. That pillar broke. And Nrisimha Bhagavan appeared.
Nrisimha Bhagavan ki.
Rolling sound. Dreadful rolling sound. And there was a fight with Hiranyakashipu. After that he killed Hiranyakashipu. Sat on the throne and made all the intestines in garland. And was roaring, roaring. All the demigods, they were afraid. This was the time for universal dissolution. This was the time for Pralaya, universal dissolution, annihilation. Why Sukhdeva has become so much enraged? They came all, Brahma, Rudra, Indra, other personal associates of Vishnu, all demigods people, and they are submitting their prayer. With good words, very good words, love, with Veda mantra, etc. There are some verses there. That is also not possible. Tomorrow I should not be able to. That Brahma is all the when they submit their prayer, it is not the time for dissolution. Why you have become furious? Then after that, make the sound room. Reply is roaring sound. Mahadev came and he submitted his prayer. Room. Furious. Then Indra came and submitted the group. All the persons are coming, saying, and the demigods are coming. And Parshad, Vishnu Parshad, they are also. And at the end, made this out of rolling sound. Why? What is the reason? Isn't this? The Prahlad is the innocent, pure devotee, how and pious to the extreme. He is for the benefit of all devotees. And these Hiranyakashipu and others, they try to kill him. You are not going to him to pacify him. You are speaking of me. I don't hear all this. Don't hear. then ultimately Brahma said, Bhakti Devi, you were. Bhakti Devi said, I didn't see my husband, my master, so much furious. I had no capacity to go there. When husband became furious, wife did not dare to go there. Then Brahma said, La, the Srila Bhagavan appeared for you. You go. Prahlad was hearing for hymns uttered by the demigod. And then she did. When Brahma ordered him, then he went there. And they were very, very at a distance, they were afraid. See, Prahlad was seeing with devotional eyes. This is Nrisimha Bhagavan, who say he is horrible. Horrible is samsara. By remembering Nrisimha Bhagavan, we will rescue from this horrible worldly affliction. Nrisimha Bhagavan is not horrible. There is we have hindrances by divine spiritual eyes. He went there and made prostrate obeisances. And when Supreme Lord Nrisimha Bhagavan saw Prahlad making obeisance, everything, all viewlessness got in a moment. So much affectionate, he put his hand palm over the head of and he was speaking truth, very truth, two hints. I have to the opportunity. In Calcutta also, it requires more than 1 month to go through the hymns of Prahlad. Prahlad means Nrisimha Bhagavan is speaking. Prabhupada Surugana, all the Brahma and other demigods and saints, those who have got the Sattva-gun. Sattva-gun is goodness, knowledge, predominating. There, up till now they are speaking your glories, but they could not please you. How I am born of the Rajaguru Asur. They are very violent temperament. There I was born, I am born. So how can I speak your glories? Mandi Ghanabhyan, Kipotapoy Tejay, that's true. But again, Lord, you can tell you, Nrisimha Bhagavan, through Prahlad said, there is no fear. Bhagavan does, we cannot satisfy Bhagavan with all these things of this world. Learned, all these learnedness in this world, all this spiritual scripture knowledge, all this beauty, etc. He does not consider about wealth, consider about the family life, but about his family status, vision, rupa, his thought, his knowledge of the scriptures, and his vigor, his spiritual stage of, and his prabhav. And purushakar, that is the effort, enthusiasm on this, by his own effort. All these things, yoga, all the yogic system, nothing is possible to get. Ekta-dhira Bhagavan Bhagavan. Bhagavan was pleased with Gajendra. Vajendra was born in the elephant, an elephant, leader of the wild elephant, wild animal. By bhakti, he could specify. Everyone did not declare all these things. So we are to prepare ourselves for this pure devotion and do all the forms of devotion, especially Nama Sankirtan, and also one devotee came to me. Maharaj, you did not hear traditional person from you. If you can read tomorrow, she will be there. Then I thought, perhaps the Singha Bhagavan, Gurudev, himself, why is he and I am prohibited to sing loud, but why is he given perhaps Krishna Bhagavan wants, if they want, I should do the position of Krishna. Then I will be benefited, my all difficulties, everything will be removed. That I shall try it, that I do not know whether devotees will allow.
Do Narsingha Parabhu Narsingha Do Narsingha Parabhu Narsingha